We are on Daf Pei Aleph Amid Beis. Briefly to review what we had learned till now, we had in the Mishnah a memra of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon that hold an androgynous koyin that married a bas Yisrael, she's allowed to eat truma. Now there were two ways to explain the Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan held that Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon held that an androgynous is a vada isocha, and therefore she can eat trume, until the trume diyeraise. Reish Lakish holds that Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon hold that an androgynous is a sofik zocha, sofik nekeve, and therefore, so he holds that we can only say pshat in the Mishnah that Abbas Yisrael is permitted to eat trum if she marries them, even though it's a sofik bechlal if she ever got married, speaking about trumah bizman azeh derabonon, and therefore they were makel by, this is a sofik derabonon, they were makel. So that's one machloikis, how to say pshat in the Mishnah. Then we have another machloikis, is trumah bizman azeh derabonon, or is it not derabonon? So Reish Lakish brought a raya that truma bizman hazeh is a derabbanan, because it says in a baraisa igul beigulim oile. Now igul beigulim, we're speaking about a bowls of pressed figs. It's a truma derabbanan because truma stainim is a derabbanan. And it says that it is bottle. B'meya. Now there's a problem. Igul bigulim is kosher darke limnois, is a chayfetz that normally it is sold api minyan. And here's a cheshivis that it is sold with a minyan. Sometimes it could be sold ba'oimed without a minyan, but most of the times it's sold with a minyan. Now Reish Lakish had a problem. That why is it bottle? This is a dover shadake limnois, and a dover shadake limnois is not bottle. So therefore, Reish Lakish was machiach that we have to say that this paraisa is speaking about bizman hazeh, that tumas adarabona, because Reish Lakish holds bizman abayis. Chazal didn't differentiate between tumas adarabona and tumas deraisa. Since if one will be permitted to eat truma, he won't differentiate between truma derabon and truma derais. Now the derais is speaking about bezman hazeh, that truma is a derabonon, and therefore, even though it's kol shadake limnois, the haloche of kol shadake limnois that does not become bottle is speaking by isurei derais, not by truma bezman hazeh, which is a derabonon. And Rabbi Yochanan is chaylik on Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan holds that kol shadar kelimnes is always bottle, afilo by an iser deraise. Because he has a baraise that says chatiche bechatiche is oile, and this is speaking about an iser deraise. Now let us just start from the Gemara that pay aleph on the base. Mai chatiche. That's the middle of Pei Aleph Amid Beis. The Sanya. So the Gemara says, what is the Raya of Rabbi Yochanan that kol shadar kelimnois, even by Nisa deraisa becomes bottle, and therefore Reish Lakish does not have any Raya from Igul Bigulim. The Sanya, we learned about Raisa chatiche shel chatos tmeyo shenis alvo b'meyo chatiche shel chatois tahiris. V'chein pruso shalechem aponim tmeyo, shenisarbo b'meya pruso ish shalechem aponim tahiris. So the aloche is tale, that it becomes bottle. So here already we have a raya. Chatiche shalchatos is a dovo, it's kol shadalke limnois. And it becomes bottle. And here we're speaking about an iso diraise, kochim tmeim. It's an iso diraise, and it becomes bottle. So, Bemison, that this is the raya that Rabbi Yochanan had, that kol shadarke limnais becomes bottle afilo by isurei deraisa. And that what Rameir says, that darke limnais doesn't become bottle, that means esha darke limnais, something that's miyuchid, it's only sold up in minyan, it's never sold up in aymed. Rabbi Yehuda ima loisale. Rabbi Yehuda says it does not become bottle, and Rashi says, the Gemara says later, because min b'mina lei bottle. Perhaps the Gemara held now, maybe Rabbi Yehuda is machmer by kol shedarke limnais. So Rabbi Yehuda holds it doesn't become bottle, but the Tanakam holds it becomes bottle. Now, the Bereise says another case, Chaticha shel chatos tohiro shenis arvo b'meya chaticha shel chulin tohiro. V'chein pruse shel lechem aponim tohiro shenis arvo b'meya pruse shel chulin tohiro. Divrei hakel lo yisal. Then everyone holds it doesn't become bottle. So let us just see Rashi on this again, and then we'll go further. Rabbi Yehuda ima loy sale, the kesav Rabbi Yehuda b'chol duchta min b'mine loy botol, divrei hakel loy sale. Now Rashi, this halacha is difficult to understand. If we hold kol shedarkoi limnois becomes botol, so why doesn't the chatzos tahira become botol to the chulin tahira? So Rashi says, Tanakama moida, hoyul ve'efshe lemoichel lekoyim, behefsid mu'it. It is possible to avoid the shaila by selling everything to the kohen, behefsed muet. It'll only be a hefsed muet. V'chaticha uprusa darken limnois. It is darken limnois. Even though me'iker adin, we hold kol shed darken limnois does become bottle. Mishum hefsed muet lema batlina nisura deraisa. But Jesus Rabbi Yochanan is saying that Rabbi Yochanan lemshat in this baraisa. It's a hefsed muet. You could avoid all shilas. And vinishvi, it's dark on limnos. So if we have an ernst to shila, like the reisha is you have kotchim chatos, chaticha shal chatos tmeya. Now there we have a very serious shaila. If it won't become bottle, we'll have to burn 101 pieces of kodesh. Because, bosotame is besreife. So there's no Indian. There we can't be machmer, stamazay. There we say adin yike vesaho. And me'iker adin, kol shedak alimnes becomes bottle. In the sefer, we don't have to be gol al pi din, we could be gol if nimishuras adin. Since we could avoid any shaila whatsoever by selling everything to a koyin, and then you don't need bechlau, the bittul process, is, and there's only a hefsed muet involved if you don't make bit. Lema batlina nisura derais. Ba'af agav the eagle bottle bechulen v'loy mezabnim elei lekoi. So Rashi asks Akashe, according to Rabbi Yochanan, we're just saying now, even though me'iker hadin kol shedak alimnis becomes bottle, but b'mokim hefsed muet, we're not mevatel. So how does Rabbi Yochanan understand the din of eagle be'igulim? You can also do the same thing. There it's truma, it's an eagle shal truma that became in his arev bechulim. V'leim ezavnin elei lekoin hosom u'di igol gufei trume d'rabonon. There, it's speaking the whole issos an issa d'rabonon, because trumas ta'enim is a d'rabonon. But the reisha that says it does become bottle, da'en lehem takona elos reifa. That means the only, if you don't say bittul, then you'll have to burn everything. Vika hefset kochim. There we say adin yike v'saho. And it becomes bottle. Al kaponim, so from this baraisa, we see from the reish of the baraisa that kol shedarkei limnois becomes bottle. Aflo bainiso de reise. So it's no rai from Igul Bigulim that Rish Lakish proved from that Tumi Bizman is Ezra the Rabbono. So that's the most kashin Rish Lakish. Ketoni mi is Reishe Tale. The Reishe says Tale. Oma Rabchie Bereide Ravune Biminuch, Benimucha. This Bereis is speaking about ground up pieces of chatus. It's not a double or a medlimnais. It's not called shadaki limnais. So memelas, that's why it becomes bottle. What does he Rashi? Ketani miyisrei shetala koshel reishlokish. Do ma kol shadaki limnais shaninu dohoch shadaki limnais a bottle. Ihochi my time ed Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara understood till now, one of the Rishonim speak out. The Gemara understood till now that it's talking about a chetiche, and that's the machlokes, if kol shedarke limnes becomes bottle, and the kamos, it does become bottle, because it doesn't become bottle. But now that's speaking about nimucha, it's speaking about ground up meat. So what is the svar of the Tanakame? So, Shlomo says, Rabbi Yehuda l'tame, don't mean b'minei le bottle. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't mean b'minei le bottle. Avoloini muach mai. Okay, fine. You made an akimtet speaking about nimuach shalom al yisrael. But the Gemara says, let's get down to brass tacks. But what will be the halacha if it's not nimuach? Loisale. So according to Reish Lakish, it won't become bottle. So the Gemara asks, ad toni abol chatiche shal chatos toirish nisar b'bemei chatiche shal chulun toirish loisale. So why did the Baraisa, when the Baraisa wants to tell us a case where it's not bottles, why do you have to jump to a new case of Tahiris Bechulin? Niflik v'nisni b'dido. So we're speaking about Chatos Tmeyo, Shenisavu b'chatos Tahiris. So differentiate in this case alone, don't you? You don't have to jump to a different case. When does it become bottle? When it's nimuach. So this is a kashin Reish Lakish. According to you, the town of the Baraisa did not have to jump to a new case. So Reish Lakish answered, Tahira b'tahiris adifla. He wants to tell us a bigger chiddush. Tahira b'tahiris is a bigger chiddush. Let us see Rashi. Ad toni avul chatiche demash metaimim mishum dehefsed muetu. That's the reason. That's how we understood pshat. Niflig b'didei v'avagav deleke takante. There's no takone. That means that you'll have to burn the kachim, loy botlo. It's not botlo because it's dalke limnais. So the Gemara says, toire betoire adifalais. Rashi says, lashmi'in on the afal gab de shteim toireis. Vishayech behu bitule tfei. The dover hamevatel is toir. And if the dover hamevatel is toir, so there's a svara to say, according to Beis Shammai, that is a bigger svara that it should be mevatel. The Ashkechen b'meseches trumes, the trume tahire, bechulen tahirem, hakol meidim sha'ilim. Betrume temeya, betahira, chilkim Beis Shammai b'isilu, chilkim Beis Shammai b'isilu. So let us just explain for 1 minute, what is the machlokes there, Beis Shammai b'isilu? Beis Shammai said a very interesting svara. The Beis Shammai says that the mevatel has to be a grobe heter, and that it's mevatel anisa. But if the mevatel alone is also a dover ha'oso, but it has some sort of a terim, then it's not mevatel a greater isa. So let us understand. That means as follows. If you have a trume that fell into chulin, so the chulin is a dover hamuta to everyone. So then trume becomes bottle be'echad b'meyeh. But if trume t'meyeh fell into trume t'hoira, So the Truma Torah is also Osa Lezorim. It's not a Dova Hamuta. For Kahanim, it's Muta. So since the Matir is only a small Matir, it's only a Matir Legabi Kahanim, so Memele, such a Matir is not Mevatl. That's the Svara of Beis Shammai. So Reish Lakish answered, this Tana wanted to tell us a Chiddush. That means, if it would say, the Reish would tell me, that Eina Nimucha, Achatos Temeyo, fell into Achatos Tahoiro. So, it's not bottle. It's true it's not bottle, because it's Tarka Limnois. But it's not such a big Chiddush, because there's another factor over here. There's a factor that the Mavatel alone is not a Dover Hamutter Be'etzem. So Memele, he wanted to tell us a bigger Chiddush. The reason why we'll have to find out soon. He wanted to tell us a bigger Chiddush, that Afilu the Mevatel is a Heter Gomel, the Mevatel is a Heter Gomel, that there's a big reason to say that it should be Mevatel, Afal Pikeng, it's not Mevatel. So, so that's, he wants us a real big chiddush. It's nimucha, and it is hetagomu. V'afal piken, it's not bottle. So that means the Tana, when the Tana wanted to tell us a chiddush that it doesn't become bottle, so this is a bigger chiddush. This is a bigger chiddush. It's nimucha. And the heter is heter gomo, va'afal pikin, it doesn't become both. So mamele, that's why he jumped another case. Zichi could tell us Issa someplace else. He wanted to tell us Issa afalun, such a case. Frag de gemore, ula reish lokish, maishna reisha, maishna seif. Now the Gemara is Akashe, but now we have a different problem. Why doesn't it become bottle in the safe? If it's Nimucha, so Lamaise, there's no problem of Darke Limnoi, so why doesn't it become bottle? So let us see Rashi. L'Reish Lakish, Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seifa. Bishleima L'Rabbi Yochanan, the Mukila Bishleima, according to Rabbi Yochanan that is speaking about a Shleima, is Seifa, Kiven the Hefsid Mu'atu, Lema Vatlinan Chaticha Shleima. That's what Rashid explained before, Shitas Rabbi Yochanan, that this is Darkei Limnos, so even though Mi'ikir Adin Darkei Limnos does become bottle, because it's not Eshe Darkei Limnos, but it's Fotzot HaChashivis, so Memele, if it's Darkei Limnos, and it could avoid the whole Heter, of Bittul by giving it to a Koyin, with only a Hefsed Mu'ud, give the Hefsed Mu'ud to Laima Vatlina Chaticha Shleima, Hoyul Vedake Limnais. Va'aval Gavdel Rabbi Yochanan Eagle de Trume Bottle Bechulim, even though Rabbi Yochanan knows an Eagle de Trume is Bottle Bechulim, the Mekader Lo Yishlokish Vulein Yishoyne, Bechlal de Moide Bigel de Bottle, Mishim Hefsed Mu'ud Bechaticha, Moide de Yevin and Kula Lakoyim, Hoyul Vigo for the Reise. That means there's a difference between eagle and chatiches. Eagle is trumah darabonon. It's tame. That's what Rashi said before. Eagle is a trumah darabonon. So memele. So it becomes bottle, and then we avoid the hefsed muad also. But over here, it's an isa d'araisa. It's we want to be matter kochim lezorim. So Memele, and it's Dark Elim Nois. Here, there's a time and a place where we think, here we should be Machman. El Reish Lakish Da'ama Midi De Reis Eloi Bottle. Reish Lakish said that the Reis is never Bottle. The whole reason in the Reish is bottle. The Chatus Tmei is bottle because it's like Choshev. So Isa Dilo U Botlo Seifa Mailoi Salem. So why in the Seifa doesn't become bottle? La Lesali Sura Beine. Chere Rashi means to say Rabbi Avromino is a kashin lashi. Let's say Surah Be'enei, that Loshin is a very misleading. Let's say Surah Be'enei means the Issa is not Ben. He said, sure it's Ben, it's ground up, it's Ben, it's here. Let's say Surah Be'enei is a very misleading Loshin. Rabbi Avromino is this kashin. But L'chayre, Rashi doesn't, shouldn't have to take it so literally. I mean, Rashi means to say it's not a chatich shuv, it's only, so there's no reason why I shouldn't become botu. I mean, this whole chumre that we're saying is because we take into consideration fault, it's darke limnais. Darke limnais is also a factor, even though it's not a factor ikri, it's a factor to reckon with. But here it's nimucha, so why shouldn't it be botu? That's the problem. Omar Rav Shisha Bereid Ravidi Reisha Betumis Mashkin Derabona. The Reisha is speaking about that we said Achaticha Shalchatos Tmeya. We're speaking about that the Chatos is Tomei Atume Derabona. That means that Mashkin Tmeyim touched a Keli. And the keli is mekabel tuma mi derabon, and now the chatas is mekabel tuma from the keli. So the whole tuma is a tuma derabon. Seife diyeraise, and the seife is speaking about a deraise. What's a deraise? Here we're speaking about to be mater. To be matter, kachim lezorim. That's a deraisa. So we still have to stamp such, so it's a deraisa. So what? But it's nimucha. What's the problem? Let us see Rashi. Omar Rav Shisha berei derabidi lo'ilom benimucha. Verei shebetumas mashkin derabon. Kegoin shenitmo chaticho ayidei mashkin tmeim shenogu bekli. Demi deraisa in mashkin metamekli. There's a mockim to be goisam. It's ain't the akelim nois. Some emele. Slamaisa becomes bottle. By a tumme de rabon. Ain't the akelim nois, it's bottle. The seife, kochim lozor, iso de reisu. Now Rashi comes with a new mahalach. We have done the same shot in the Gemara. So Rashi is now a new mahalach. That the Tanakama of Rabbi Yehuda holds meikir adin min beminoi leibotl. But by an isa di eraise, he's machma, and he holds min beminoi, meikir adin holds min beminoi botl. But by Nisa de Reise, he's machmer and he holds me be minai loy bottle. By Nisa de Rabonon, he holds me keradin min be minai bottle. So memela that pshad in the bereise. So now we have a Resh Lakish and a clear cut pshad in the bereise. About bittle of kosher dakalimis, pochal's no problem. The bereise is speaking about it's nimuch. Fine. But now, there's another thing. The Tanakamba holds by Nisa de Reise min bemine bottle, by min bemine loy bottle, Nisa de Rabona min bemine bottle. So therefore, the Reish is speaking about a Nisa de Rabona, so he holds me ikeradin min bemine bottle. Rabbi Yehuda is machmer, and Rabbi Yehuda says loy sal, Rabbi Yehuda also fill by Nisa de Rabona, also min bemine loy bottle. The safe is speaking about a Nisa de Araisa, by Nisa de Araisa, this Tanakama holds, a fill of Mika Dinel's Mimbe Mine Boto, but Yemachma by Nisa de Araisa, you say Mimbe Minoi Loi Boto. Let us see the Gemara further. Frag the Gemara, Avotume Sheretz. Now the Gemara again goes back. So now you're telling me, Epsanuma Halach. That is a chiluk zwischen an Issa de Reis and an Issa de Rabona. Aber chatiches, aber tumme sheretz, mais, what will be the din? Loi sal, then it won't be bottom, because then it's an Issa de Reis and an Issa de Reis, the tane kam odz min, be min loi bottom. is ad etoni abachatiche shalchatos tahira shnisava b'meya chatiche shalchulun tahiris leisale. So again, why did the Tana have to differentiate between two cases? One is chatos tmeya shenofla b'say chatos tahiris, and the other one is chatos tahiris shenofla b'say chulun. And the yisod achilik is because this is of the reis and this is of the rabbonon. Niflig v'lisni b'didol. Let's speak about the same case. B'medvor ma'murim b'tumes mashkin. Then there is botla b'tumes sharetz. Loi. So why do you have to jump now to a new case of Tahira b'Tahiris? So the Gemara says, look, it's a good Tahira b'Tahiris, out of like the same shtick Tahira. He wants to tell us a bigger Chiddush. He wants to tell us that Tahira b'Tahiris, That's okay. You have a bigger mavatel over here. You have a mavatel of heter. That's by shamayish tiktayre. You have a bigger mavatel. Va'afal pikein. We say min b'minay leibotel. That means even though here we have another plus to create bittel. It's tayre b'tayreis. Afal pikein. We're machmu. We say min b'minay leibotel. Since it's a deraisa. Since achata we want to be matal lezorim, so even tahira b'tahiris is leibot. Let us see Rashi. Leif legulisni b'dido b'tume b'tahara k'denoket milse v'osi k'denoket milse v'yosi ma'ishe deshov k'itani le'milse le'minchet chulam v'kotchim. Before we're talking about Tmeya b'tahira. Now we're talking about chulun v'kotchim. Tahira b'tahira is adifalei. V'nechel otan l'misne. Tahira b'tahira is t'shayach bu bitula tvei ki t'perishis la'el. P'loch ezlina l'chumre chel b'isar d'iraise. Eistis l'chayre the Tana could have said, I think the Rishash asked this kashe, the Tana could have said Tmeya shenofal l'soich tahirais. And then we'd have the Reish was talking about Tmeya that fell into Chatos Tahiris. The Sefer speaking about Chatos Tahira that fell into Chulin. And the Mos says, he wants to tell us a bigger Chiddush. Shalachayra, you could have Chatos Tmeya that fell into Chulin. You also have the same Chiddush of, but already that is a different case already. I mean, he's not saying the same case. It's a new case. So, new case. He says, Chatos Tahira that fell into Chulin. I mean, Lamai said, he wants to tell us the Chiddush that fell into Tahira, so it also doesn't become bottle. Okay. That's one way how to be miyashiv, the difference between the Reisha and the Sefer according to Reish Lakish. Rabba Oma Reisha Issa Lav, Sefer Issa Koris. That means as follows. The Reisha, what is the problem? The problem was we have Chatos Tmeya. And what if you eat Chatos Tmeya? So you have a laugh. There's a laugh to eat Kotchim Tmeya. The Sefer, when Mevatel Kodesh Bechulun, so it gets did Chulun, so then a person can eat it Betumas Aguf also. He has a Din Chulun, eat it Betumas Aguf also. So there, we're being matter an Issa Koris. That means if someone will eat this chatos toira betumas aguf, so there's an issa koris. So Rabbi said as follows: this chaimer, the zibay stays from the rishonim, that this chaimer that we said before, that Rab Shisha bereid Rabbi D said as follows: by an issa the rabbonon, we say min beminai bottle. By Nisa de Raisa, we say min beminoi loiboto. So Rabbi want to say, no, I'll tell you a little differently. Both are Nisa de Raisa. By Nisa lav, we say min beminoi is bottle. By nisa kores, we say min beminai loy bottle. So he said, we're saying poshet the same teretz like before, but now with an akimtov to mismashkin, and rabon and the raisa, no, by both are the raises, and we still split the hair. Anisa lav, we say min beminai bottle. Anisa kores, we say min beminai loy bottle. That's Rab Omar Reisha Yisalav Seif Yisakor. So the Gemara says, Rabu da Omar Kol b'daraisa loishni Yisalav loishni Yisakor. Rab himself had said that by Yisuri deraisa, the Rabbonans don't make chilukim lach between an Yisalav and an Yisakor. So Memeil, we won't make chumras by an Yisakor and not by an Yisalav. So Kasha, so that's not a good terrace. What is Hirashi? Isolav, tumis boso kochim loich loy belava, boso shiga bechotome. Seife kochim bechulim, osi lidei koritz. This can, is osi lidei koritz, the ochulu betumis aguf. Betumis aguf bekoritz, receive an efshe shetechol boso, ulo oilom bishani mucha. He said that was the terrors of Rabbi. Lishna achine. Now, as she says, a whole new lotion in Rabbe. Lo'oilam b'sheloi nimucha. That it's talking about sheloi nimucha. V'igul hainu taimed reishlokish b'diyaraise lo'i botul kiven de truma lezo b'mise kikores tomi. This, now the Gemara is saying as follows, that Rish Lakish held that since Trume is an Isar Misa Bidei Shamayim, so if it would be Trume Bizman as that would be a Deraisa, they never would be Matar Kol, they never would be Matar the kosher ba'akilim nais. So therefore you have to say trume is zman hazeh adrabon. But by an iser lav, then we do say that by an iser lav, then we'll say that that ba'akilim nais does become bot. That is the lishna chinel rashi. They didn't differentiate between chorus and alav. So Rabbi's teretz is, there's difficulties to understand Rabbi's teretz l'shito soy. Rab Ashi yomar seife mishum vahaboloi dovor sheyesh le matirim. He said, Rabashi said a very interesting teretz. That means that you have here a chatos tahira. So chatos tahira really, for a Yisrael it's a problem. He's not allowed to eat it. For a Kohen it's no problem whatsoever. So the reason in the safe it doesn't become bottle, because there's a lamdis. Why should I Yisrael eat it? And we're being matar and Issa, and being matar and Issa through bittul. Let a Kayan eat it, and we won't be matar anything. So that means, that means if we could avoid the heter of bittul, which in Yisod, bittul is Bachanan says in a note that mapshad is that the Issa becomes ois Issa. The Issa remains also, but you're allowed to, through bit you're allowed to eat the Issa. But the Issa remains also. It brings a murder karaya if there's a din chayza veneer. That if you had nayet shishim, and now if you'll add another piece of Issa, so you lose your shishim. What's that? You lost your shishim. It became mutter already. So pshat is the chavtza is always Issa. But the Torah says if the shishim connected, you're allowed to eat the Issa. But it's Issa you're allowed to eat. So if now you're moisef moisef, so now you have is so that there's less than shishim levatle. Al koponim, there's a svore that if we could avoid bittul, we should avoid bittul. So that pshat, this is a dova sheyesh leimatirim. That's what Rabashi said. So dova sheyesh leimatirim. We could make every, there won't be a hefsid, and we won't have to be saying hadatar of bittul. So then we don't say the din bittul. That's a dova sheyesh leimatirim. So the Gemara says, well, the Rabashi bedusi. Rabashi is a tois. Why? Leman, ila koyin, mishre shori, ila yisroel, ila mosel, or the Rabashi bedusi. So the Gemara means to say as follows. The whole din of dova sheyesh leimatirim, which is frum reid, ache techlano beisa techlano beheto, so that's talking to the same person. That means we're telling you, why should you eat it today? Abeye. Why should you eat it today? Be from, eat it tomorrow. But to tell someone, we'll tell a Yisrael, why should you eat it? Be from, let the Kayan eat it. Shkayach, that's not Dovah Sheyesh Lematirim. Dovah Sheyesh Lematirim is we tell the person, you'll be able to eat it, but not today. So it's brent. So you'll eat it tomorrow. But to tell this person you can eat it and the Kayin will eat it, that's not the get of Dovah Sheyesh Leimatirim. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi Rabashi Yom Ebeni Mucha, B'Seif Ebe Dovah Sheyesh Leimatirim, D'Metorim L'Kayin. So Moses Bedusi, D'Ho D'Kaimu Dovah Sheyesh Leimatirim Leibotel, K'Goyin D'Mishtarye L'Mocha L'Man D'Asir Elei Hashtet. That the one who today it's also tomorrow be muta ki going beish and all the beyontiv. So mameil. So there we say. So why should you jump the gun and rely on bittul? Wait till tomorrow. But over here for the kain mishri shori for lahashter and for the Yisro you don't give mitzri meinos. Hello, the Rabashi Bedusi. Period. Al koponim, so what did we accomplish so far? Now we see Al koponim, there was Rabbi Yechanan that brought a raya that kol shadar kalimnais becomes bottle, and Reish Lakish took care of that raya, that kol shadar kalimnais doesn't become bottle, speaking about Nimucha, and the Sefer, he has Eitzes with the Sefer. But now the Gemara is going to explain, we have another machlokes. We have a machlokes, Rabbi Yechanan Reish Lakish, if Truma Bizman Azez Adarais, or Adarabona. Rabbi Yechanan holds Truma Bizman Azez Adarais, Reish Lakish holds it Adarabona. Frag the Gemara, Vesova Rabbi Yechanan Truma Bizman Azez Adarais. Vosanya. We learned shtei kupois achas shel chulin ba'achas shel truma lifneim shtei soin achas shel chulin ba'achas shel truma v'naflu elu b'seich elu, and the soin fell into the kupis. Harei elu matorim, so you're allowed to eat the kupis. Shani oimer am toile truma l'seich truma naflu b'chulin b'seich chulin naflu, and you're allowed to eat. There's a din tliya. For Omer Reish Lakish, Buhu Sherobu Chulan Ala Trume. Reish Lakish says, Buhu Sherobu Chulan Ala Trume. That means that there's more Chulan in the Kupe than there is, that is more Chulan than the Saw of Trume. So in other words, that means Reish Lakish is saying, we'll elaborate a little in a few minutes, but Reish Lakish is saying that a Filu, it happened the other way, that the Truma fell into the Chulan. But we have Reif Chulan over here, so it's not Ekvelt. It's not Ekvelt if the other way would have happened. And Rabbi Yechanan said, no, Marafilu is Loirabu, there's a saw of Chulan, there's a saw of Truma. There's a saw chulin in the kupa, and there's a saw. And if the truma fell into the chulin, there's no roi. Afal pikein, Yelatidit, and you say, Shani Oyma, Truma Rosech, Truma Nof, Lachun, Rosech, Chulun Nof. So, Tegmora Zay, Bishloim, Lareish Lokish, Kesovo, Bidrabono, Nabi, Ribuyu, Debeino. I mean, Rish Lokish, Lushitose. Rish Lokish holds Truma Vizmanazeza, the Rabono, and in the Rabono, Goofy didn't say, Stamazay, Sofik, the Rabono, Lohokul, I mean, is, are you allowed to eat the Chun, out of the Chun, Zodabon? No, he said no. He said, the say the Shani Oima with a revia also. That means, a fellow on the other side will also become bot. Elo le Rabbi Yochanan holds Trume Bizmana Zeza de Reise. And you don't even need revia. Shem Shemayim. This is a shrek over here. Some amela we have here. A real, Alir Ernst the Shaila, and Rabbi Yochanan says, Truman the Seich Trumanov, Lachun Seich Trumanov, this is the Hashrek. So the Gemara answers, Hamani Rabbonon, he, so Rabbi Yochanan says, this is going according to Rabbonon, and the Rabbonon, how Trumanizman is there, the Rabbonon. That's true. The Rabbonon, Trumanizman is the Rabbonon. Va'ano da Omri ki Rabbi Yosi. But I'm going according to Rabbi Yosi. That means like this. So Rabbi Yochanan is saying as follows. Rabbi Yochanan is saying that the Rabbonon no Tumul Zanazaz the Rabbonon. Fine. But we have in our Mishnah a Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi said an androgynous koyin that marries a bas Yisrael, she eats trume. Rabbi Yosi holds trume bizman says that the reise. So my mele, I'm saying pshat the mishne. Rish Lakish made the trume bizman says the rabbon a full according to Rabbi Yosi, and therefore he said an androgynous is a suffix zocher suffix in the cave. That was Rish Lakish's dictator. I wish to disagree with him. I hold that Rabbi Yosi holds trume bizman says that the reise. So Mamela, so what we learn our Mishnah, so how can an androgynous koyin be machal abas Yisrael trume? He's, if he'd be a suffix zocher, suffix mekeve, he can't be machal. So koch, Rabbi Yosi holds, he's a badi zocher. That's all what I'm saying. This beraisa that says that kupe shani oime, this beraisa takolz trume zanzed rabbonin, enochanami. That I agree with that, this beraisa. The machloikis I have with Rish Lakish is what Rabbi Yosi holds. That's the machlik. Let us see Rashi. Let us see Rashi. Mishre, Yareyelo Achulim Metolim Lazo, Vuhu Sherobo Chulin Shebekupa Chulin Ala Trume Shebesotrum. Hilkach Talinon Bishani Oima Chulin Lusay Chulin Naflu. Dinami Ave Ipre Penafla sa trume bekupas chulen is also batla berube. So you have a bitl berube. Afal pi shaloi rabu desamchina nashana yoima. Abyechen in kasha demitalina lakula beisel diarais. Now, before we go further, I'd like to say over a mura de kirabe kevega, and this is negeya de gemara further also. Rabbi Kevega says, we have to understand Pshat and Reish Lakish. Hisbarti la'atzmikach. This is the Lashon of Rabbi Kevega. L'Reish Lakish gabi kupe. Ilu yodanu de trume l'seich chulanof. Let me come over to Reish Lakish. Listen, I know, I saw the chulan, the trume fell into the chulan. I saw, we'll come over to Reish Lakish. No, Rebbe, are you allowed to eat the chulin? What is Reish Lakish going to say? Chas v'sholem. No, I'll eat it. Truma becomes bottle b'roi? You need meyer. What are you talking about? Why mahani roiv? The leke shir bitl. That's number one. So memele, roiv is not a matter. Fine. Now, we have another thing over here. Baruch Hashem, we're ignorant. We don't know what happened. Shani, it's a Sofik, it's a Rabbonon. Truma, could be Truma, say Truma, Shani Yoima Truma, let's say Truma Nafla, Chulun, say Chulun Nafla. Now, will you say, that's a Na'it, the Rabbanan. Are you Saimach and Shani Yoima alone? No. Because if there's no Roy, not Saimach and Shani Yoima. The Gambeleke Roy, Loime Kelinen Bishani Yoima. Also not. So let's understand. So, Shani Oimer alone is a tliye. We're talking about Trumah Darabonah. But by Trumah Darabonah, we are not toile, since something Darabonah lahokul, so we say Trumah l'seich Trumah naf. No, we're not toile by Trumah Darabonah. And by Trumah Darabonah, it also doesn't become bottle beroy. So what's the kugel? But, if you have both, it's mutter. Mikom, okay. Mitzalfen tarvayu. The bemokim roiv heta samchinan al shani oima. I mean, that's pshatn reish lokish. That means like this. Shani oima is risky. It's a drabonon. I won't say shani oima alone. But I have what to fall back on because I feel if it wouldn't be that way, I'm ignorant, Baruch Hashem. I don't know what happened. So since I'm ignorant, I could say, Shani Oima. And that's the Yesod HaHeter. The Yesod HaHeter is, I eat it and my heart doesn't pound because, Tumah l'seich Tumah naf, Chulun l'seich Chulun naf. That's L'maisa HaHeter. That's L'maisa HaHeter. But, if he's a little nervous about it, so in the back he said, Afilu chas v'sholom happened the other way, but there's still a roiv over there. So that alone gives me the courage to say Shani Yoimer. So the heter is Shani Yoimer, but I only say Shani Yoimer if I have in the back of my mind that afilu chas v'sholom the other way I have a roiv. I wouldn't be mater als roiv chas v'sholom. Trum is botel b'meyer. But al koponim, roiv is also something. So memele, so if I have to back me up, roiv, then I say shani yoima. That is pshat nereish lokish. Fine. And Rabbi Yochanan, now let's understand Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says no. Rabbi Yochanan says you say shani yoima period. You don't need a roiv. Shani, it's Trumah Darabonon. So Memela, by Trumah Darabonon, you can say Shani Yoima without a roiv. It's a suffix, so I can be tailored as a din tliyeh by Trumah Darabonon. So Rabbi Yochanan had said that, Rabbi Yochanan had said that is according to the Rabbonon. But Rabbi Yossi holds Trumah Bizman says a daraisa. I hold like Rabbi Yossi. The Tzume, the Sanya, the Seder Olam, Hashi Yoshua Bisecho Virishto, Yerusha Rishoyno Shniya Yeshlem Shlishis Einlem. From Rabbi Yochanan Mantana Seder Olam, Rabbi Yossi. Zogt Rashi. Vano Amina L'Rabbi Yossi, Damas Nisn Rabbi Yossi Komolo. Androgynous coin. So according to Rabbi Yossi, I'm telling you she can eat chazei v'shoik also. That truma nami the Rabbi Yossi deraisi af bizman hazeh. Because Rabbi Yossi said in Seder Olam, Yerusha Rishon v'mei Yeshua av Yerusha v'chein shniya d'b'mei Ezra v'shegolu golus Rishoyne botlu kedusha sa'oretz. So the second b'mei Ezra is also a Yerusha and they got kedusha sa'oretz from the kibush of Ezra. Shlish yisaylam klayma layboy lameheda umirs. You don't do the third time we won't have to yarshin again. The Yerusha imedesi. The Yerusha remains from the second time. Ashmina naikra, the leibot, the Gdusha Soretz, the Golas Titus. So, my mail list of the Gdusha Shnia is Aymed. So therefore, it's Trumas Banasas, Adereis, it was Gate Miron that, we're in Golas. Fine. So now we understand everything. Al the gay along. Now we know why Rabbi Yochanan had to say what he said, and he holds that Rabbi Yossi holds that Trumas Banazes Adaraisa. So Al Kochov, so Rabbi Yossi, he has to hold that an androgynous is a bad Ezoch. Vesova Rabbi Yochanan Bidarabonon Loi Beinon Ribuye. So the Gemara says, but let's go and we just put down, we just learned a new aloha. And I saw the Shtei Kupis and Shtei Soim, so Rabbi Yochanan holds, since it's a Rabbonon, the Rabbonon Tumas and Zed Rabbonon, you don't need Ribuye, you say Shani Oimer. You say Shani Oimer Razoi, without a backup of, even if it's not like that, I have Roy, you say Shani Oimer, period. Vosnan, we learned, mikveh sheyesh boi aboim so mechubonis. A mikveh had exactly 40 so. Nosan so, now he was nosan so of, let's say, meperis. Now he had 41 so. Venotal so, and then he took out, vosnan, we learned in the Mishnah as follows. Mikveh sheyesh boi aboim so mechubonis. A mikveh had exactly 40 so. No sanso, he added to this mikveh one so of meperis. Benot also, and then he took out a so. Kosher. It's kosher. Now, how do we understand this? That means, meperis are not kosher for a mikveh. There are now 40 so in the mikveh. So how does this work? How does this work? So Rabbi Kevega says, there's a Shani Yoima. You know what I say? I say, he took out the Meperis. What's wrong? Before there was 40 so Meperis. And we'll see, this is Adarabonon for some reason. This is Adarabonon. We'll see why it's Adarabonon. But it's a Darabonon over here. A Darabonon, so, before the Meperis came in, there was 40 Sov Mayim. There's still 40 Sov Mayim. Shani Yoimer. It's a Darabonon. So I say that the Meperis were taken out. And I have 40 Sov of Mayim. Fine. But Omar Rav Yehuda Bar Shila Omar Rav Asim Rav Yechanan, Ad Ruboy. That means we'll do this Spilachal again. We'll put in another so, may pay this, take out a so, another so, and take out a so. We could do this Ad Ruboy. That there has to be left over 21 so of Mayim. That means I can do this 19 times. 19 times I can make the Spilachal. But more than 19 times, 20 times I can't do it. My love to Nishtaya Rubai. So that means Nishtaya Rubai, that you have to have left over 21. So that means, so he said can only do it 19 times. So that means as follows, that you only say the Shani Oima if you're sure you have Rav Mayim there. So if 19 times a soul was taken out, so a filu will say the worst case that the 19 soul were taken out of Mayim, but you still have 21 soul of Mayim left over. So you have Rav Mayim left over in the mikveh. And I have 19 so of Meperis, on the worst Eifin. So, you still have Rav. You still have Rav over here. So then it's Mutter. So the Gemara understood, so this Rabbi Yochanan said, you only say Shani Oime by Adarabonon if you have Rav. That means, because in the back of my mind, I feel Chas V'Sholem, it wasn't Shani Oime, but you have a right. So we have a Merdike Kasha. before Rabbi Yochanan said that by Sobe Kupis you don't pat an eyelash, it's finished, it's you don't need right. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Beautiful. My love the Nishtaya Ruboy. Loi the Loi Nishkel Ruboy. No, he means you shouldn't take out 21 so. That's what you shouldn't do. 21 so, so then it could be you have more may pay this than mayim. You can take out not nishtayer rubai, the leinishkel rubai. The boy is same shani hoche the ikal meimer shani aimer. So Rabbi Kivega says, what if shot in the second teretz? If Rabbi Kivega will understand Rashi more or less, Rabbi Kivega says there's two shani aimers. There's a shani oimer by a sor shel trume shenafal usayich kupi shel trume. There's a shani oimer of mikveh. Now the shani oimer of mikveh is a very rochik dike shani oimer. It's possible, but far from probable. The shani oimer of trume is possible. It could be. I mean, one fell into the other. It could very well be that the trume fell into the trume, the chulam fell into the chulam. So, mamela, that's what the Gemara says. You know when Rabbi Yochanan was bright to say shani oimer without roiv, by a probable shani oimer, by a possible shani oimer. So then, that's the case of trume. So there he said, you don't need roiv. You can, it's shove b'shove, it's also good. They can say shani yoima with epis, with a bright guide. But here we're speaking about, a rochik dike shani yoima. So the rochik dike shani yoima, Rabbi Yechnoz, you also need roiv. Then he didn't say it as a bright. That's a Rabbi Kivega says pshat na gemar. Now let us see Rashi. The time of the Rabbi Yochanan, lav mishum the somach ashani aimer. Elo mishum the avinami ibch. He's not somach on the shani aimer. Chedrei bekevegas pshat. It's the pshat and Rashi is as follows. Kasalkadai the chayde moisiv. The time of the Rabbi Yochanan, lav mishum the somach ashani aimer greido. Elo mishum, that means from here by mikveh you see, he's not so much on shani oimer greide. Elo mishum, di havinami yibcha leibrus on the beinon. I'm sorry. Kasalkadai the chayde moisiv, the time of the Rabbi Yochanan, lav mishum the somach ashani oimer greide, yeah. Elo mishum, di havinami yibcha leibrus on. It also doesn't bother us. The Gemara held that even though, he's not Tzoymech and Shani Yoyma alone, but you have, and on the other side, so it's by the Rabbonon, it's bottle, Shabbat B'Shav is also bottle. So Memele, that's what he has in the back of his mind. That means we have, besides the Shani Yomel, we have the Mechiyar of Botala. Nota, Nosan Sova, Notol Soko, Shegabisha, Mashkin, and Meperis, Petemet, Shechmitz, Koy, Meseches, Mekvoiz, Vashmin, and the Afal Gav, the Chosal, the Nota, Bikala Meima, Hochosalay Mikvah, we could say that the Mikvah is Chosal. This saw is not mashlim the mikveh, shein real mikveh. Afilo hachi kosher, mechiyavu legabei botolei. When he put it in, became botol. Babalu aboim vechat kulan ruim. Mechishokol chatzo poshu aboim. So it's good. Aval ipcholoi, dechinot also bereishem. Would be not also, but not son, so then it won't be good chosel. If you go the mal yavon a mikveh chosel, the mashkin alolu ain mashlim in as a mikveh. My love in ishtaya ruboy, ad yutes So Yochalasis can, he can do it 19 times. Avo tveile debinin nevi rube make shomim. Avo gav de psul sheve de rabbonon, by rube be kashris. Now we have to know, Rashi started off with, we had a psul before of make peiris, and now Rashi, which is re psul de reis, and now Rashi comes with psul sheve. But let us just plow through the sugya. So the mas is not lanishkal rube, avo apal ge shapir domi. So Rabbi Kivega says pshat as follows. So Rabbi Kivega says pshat that over there it's a probable or a possible shani yomer. So then you don't need something to fall back on because it's a savik derabbanan. So you say a toila that the trumel l'teich trumen chulun l'seichul. Over here, we don't have a probable, because it became the Sarah right away. So it's very not Mistava that he was able to be malakit the saw of May Peres. Probably. No, the only thing is, it's a Dabarochik. But this we have to say with a backup of ribuya. That's why here you need ribuya. Tna, we learned in our Mishnah, androgen is noise. Now we had in the Mishnah, first we had that an androgen is koyin, shenoso, pas Yisrael, echelos betruma. And then later we had, a member of Rabbi Yehuda by Tumtum Shanikra. And then later, the Mishnah goes back to Androgynous. Androgynous Noisei Avaloi Niso. An Androgynous can be the husband, but he can't be your wife. Blazroim Androgynous Chayovnov Skila Kizoch. So now, let us see the Gemara further. Zok the Gemara. Now, we learned in our Mishnah Androgynous Noisei. An androgynous lechatchile is permitted to marry an isha. Now, the Gemara understood that the Tane, this is a stam Tane, this is Mestame Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Shimon. The only one who was speaking about an androgynous was Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Shimon. And now we have androgynous naisei v'leinisis, and this is also Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Shimon. Now the Tani says an androgynous noise, and an androgynous is permitted to marry an isha. The loinis is not permitted to get married to an ish. Now noise is mashmel l'chatchila, so chatchila is allowed to marry. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's gebaldik, because Rabbi Yosi holds an androgynous is a badei zocha. So it says androgynous noise. Tnei im noso. No, not noise. Im noso, if he got married, so he's married. You need to get me there, you need to get me something. But im noso. So the Gemara says, bo noise ktoni. I mean, the Mishnah says noise ktoni im noso. Bullet time meir. She says, so this is a kasha that Rabbi Yochanan asked Shlokish. Have a nice ekton. Blutaymeich my avol loy nisa. What does loy nisa mean? Loy nisa means that he can't get married. That loy nisa means the yevet. Avol loy nisa ella. My nisa, what my nisa means, the yavet. Or, as Ella, my nisa, the yavet. Is nisa nami, the yavet. Omri. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, or maybe Loinisa is a loshin lechatchil. They tell them, Nahagin say Loinisa. Loinisa means lechatchil, you shouldn't get married. Loisa means lechatchil. Loinisa means lechatchil, you shouldn't get married. We'll see. It means b'diavad. So, he can't get married, according to you. Because you hold his avadai, a cave. So, Loisa also means b'diavad. Let us see Rashi. Nan androgynous nice lechatchil al mazochem al you. Because shall reish lokish doma ein machel bechazei v'shoik. It says that it's nice lechatchil is about a zocha. Tni im nose nosi. The boy gitim in name is shem sovig zoch loylem sveikel. My avoloi nisa. So you have to say the mashmid did he have it. Achigasin, and even though Loinis also is, if you be a big dyke, and it means lachatchila. Noise, avo Loinisa, he's about to be a noise, he's not allowed to be a nisa. But you say, no, that doesn't mean that. It means he can't get married. So the Loinisa, so if according to you, means he can't get married. So according to me also, Achigasin, noise, nami diab. Amri loy. Noise lechatchila mashme. Avoloi nisa on the diavad nami loy. He told them no. It's different lashainis. Noise is mashme lechatchila is allowed to get married. Loy nisa is mashme that he can't get married. If it says loy nisa, it means he can't get married. That's what Rabbi Yochanan answered him. Achzine noise nami diabet, omri loy. Noise lechatchila, avoloi nisa diabet nami loy. Loylem kashalei beloi shlokish daikini krab yoichanen. That means noise is mashme lechatchila, but loy nisa can also be mashme bediab. But not the way you say. Rabbein Avrom in the hall says something very interesting. Rabbein Avrom in the hall says, and Rashi doesn't mention it, but he wants to say that Afilo, according to Reish Lakish, there's a difference between, he wants to say, Loi Nisa, that it's Nosa Nosi and Loi Nisa, he can't get married. Afilo, that means like this, what happens if an androgynous got married to a Kohen? So he wants to say, the androgynous won't be able to eat Trume. Why won't the androgynous not be able to be Truma, because they did not want that one should think that androgynous is Takan Isha, because then he might be Boyla. If he might be Boyla, then we're playing with the Suri Deraisis of Boyla Zocha. So Memele, so in Nisa, they Taka said, Loi Nisa, that the Taka Afilu B'diyevich, she's not married Legabi Truma. That's Afilu according to Reish Lakish. That's what Rabbein Avrom in the Hall says. So the Gemara asks for Midiktoni Seife, Rabbi Lezer Oima, not as a Kasha Rabbi Yechon, Midiktoni Seife, Rabbi Lezer Oima, Androgynous Chayov Nolov Skila Kezocha, Bechladet Anakamas, Vuki Mesavkalei. So the Gemara says, Bein Lama, Mifshet Pshitalei, both of them hold that he's Avada Zocha. Ikebinayu Skila Mishnei Mekoimis. The Ma'asova Chayov Nolov Skila Mishnei Mekoimis, and Ma'asova Kezocha. Zok Rashi. So Trashi, Mishnei Mekoimes, Masvina Rabbi Yochan, Vamidiktoni Seife, Mishnei Mekoimes, Afilu Binakvusoi, the time of Rosh Lakama Mikro, Bishmaiten, the Blazer Sobe Kezoche, Bemokim Zachres in, Bemokim Nakvus.